It's a given that renting in Sydney or Melbourne is pretty expensive, but now in the nation's smaller capital cities, rents are becoming unaffordable. A new survey by a group of social support organisations shows Hobart is still the most expensive and Adelaide has skyrocketed to second place. Rhett Burney reports.
When Adelaide woman Wendy Morgan was made redundant 5 years ago, bills quickly chewed up her savings. She couldn't pay the rent and finally she was evicted from her home.
The most terrifying thing is how quickly it happened. One day I was working full time and had a comfortable and happy life, and within a few months it all went downhill and I found myself sleeping in my car.
Even with a double degree in chemistry and physics, the 58-year-old struggled to find work and ended up on Newstart.
The rent consumed almost all of the payment and there was very little left over for things like electricity or food.
Wendy Morgan is now living in social housing in Adelaide's southern suburbs, but her struggle is becoming more common. Over the past 12 months, rents in Adelaide have increased sharply, making it the second least affordable market in the nation, according to the latest Rental Housing Affordability Index. Ross Womersley is from the South Australian Council of Social Services.
Rents have simply increased at a level that incomes haven't kept pace with. We know that in South Australia we have a major issue of unemployment and underemployment. There are groups of people who principally earn their living from wages, but in fact still live below the poverty line.
Hobart remains in first place with rent increases of 10%. Perth is ranked as the most affordable capital city for private rentals. The index also shows that the amount of social housing stock has fallen over the past decade, pushing more low-income earners into private market rentals. Nationally, 43% of those low-income households are in housing stress, meaning more than 30% of income goes on rent. For people on Newstart, the situation is worse. Rent is gobbling up at least 77% of their payment. Ross Womersley from the South Australian Council of Social Service warns society will suffer if the housing affordability crisis isn't tackled.
We'll probably be left with a group of citizens who are feeling so abandoned and so alienated from the rest of us that it creates the circumstances for division in our community.
As for Wendy Morgan, she's still hopeful of getting a job and moving out of social housing.
I'm looking at going back into private rental, hopefully with my daughter or possibly with a friend. I'm still hoping that I might be able to get some work, yeah.
Adelaide renter Wendy Morgan ending Rhett Burney's report.